USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Omicron variant now accounts for 60% of COVID cases in the United States, but it's going to get worse before it gets better, according to former FDA Director Scott Gottlieb, who appeared on CBS's Face the Nation.
Places that have been hard hit early, like the Mid-Atlantic, the Northeast, New England, Florida, parts of the Pacific Northwest, maybe 2 weeks away from peaking, but the rest of the country probably faces a hard month ahead of us. I don't think you're going to start to see a national peak until we get into February, because there's parts of the country that really haven't been hard hit by Omicron yet.
Weathermen say, look out, a sneaky storm from the south will be swinging northward and strengthening to blast part of the Mid-Atlantic region with a heavy dose of snow. Forecasters say severe cold and heavy snow make returning home from the holidays along Interstate 95 treacherous. Make travel plans accordingly. This is USA Radio News.
Hey friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee. I know you had a great Merry Christmas, and because of the unbelievable, overwhelming response that we've had during the holidays, we are extending that special Christmas offer. That's right, we're extending it only for WAR listeners.
And that's an extra 40% off for WAR listeners. And what else are we going to do, babe?
We're going to give you your spouse for free. That's right, you get to add your spouse for no extra charge, only until the end of the year. This is WAR listeners only. Hey, this is your time. It's a New Year's revolution. Not a resolution, it's a revolution. Get your body, get your health that you deserve. Throw down the gauntlet and say, this is our year to do it. So log on today to EnergizeHealth.com, EnergizeHealth.com.
Or call 888-444-8895. That's 888-444-8895.
Thousands of air travelers are facing another day of flight cancellations or delays. Jeremy Scott reports.
More than 2,000 flights a day in or out of the United States over New Year's weekend were canceled. Thousands more delayed due to the winter weather and staffing shortages.
Our flight was at 6:30 this morning, and we waited, and the crew supposedly didn't show up.
WDIV television talking to travelers at Detroit Metro Airport.
I've been canceled twice this morning, and by the way, the agents, they've been very helpful under very trying conditions.
Chicago's O'Hare International and Denver International Airport feeling the most impact with flight cancellations.
One of the three people reported missing in the Marshall Fire in Colorado has been found alive. A man from Louisville who was unaware he was reported missing. Search crews continue to look for two people who are still unaccounted for. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
A woman who became ill during a flight had to make some tough choices when she realized she had the coronavirus.
A passenger on a flight from Chicago to Iceland says she had to quarantine in the airplane bathroom for 3 hours following a positive COVID test. Marissa Fadio says despite having received 2 negative tests prior to takeoff, she started feeling sick mid-flight and took a test that came back positive. She then decided to stay in the bathroom for the remainder of the flight to safeguard the health of the rest of the passengers. After landing in Iceland, she was sent to a Red Cross hotel for a 10-day quarantine. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
New Mexico officials have rescued all 21 people who were trapped in tramway cars near Albuquerque overnight on Friday during icy conditions. The passengers had been trapped in 2 different cars while descending the Sandia Peak Tramway. Officials say they had to suspend the rescue until the severe weather cleared. The passengers were all employees of the tram and a restaurant on the peak, and that the tram cars were stocked with emergency heating blankets, food, and other supplies. Those spending the night there showed pictures on social media. The local fire department said in a statement on Twitter that everyone who had been trapped on the tram had finally been rescued. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.